On Tuesday, Senator Scott Brown sent a letter to the chairman of the Republican National Committee asking him to drop the anti-abortion plank in the party platform. Peter Blute, the deputy chair of the Massachusetts Republican Party, says sending the letter was a brave move.
I think it's very rare that a senator stands up and speaks out against a plank in his own party's platform.
But Megan Amundson, the executive vice president of Narrow Pro-Choice, says the letter doesn't go far enough.
The letter doesn't do anything. He's been very clear that the letter is all he's willing to do, that he's not willing to go to the convention to speak about this or fight for this, that he's not really going to actively stand up for women's rights.
Brown said on Wednesday he wouldn't be taking the abortion fight to the GOP convention in Tampa this weekend.
I'm going down Thursday as I've always planned it before this came up. I'm leaving early Friday morning. We're going to go in and enjoy it and then come back. So they know my position. It's up to others now to join forces, the Olympia Snows and Collinses and others to join forces.
In the past, other big-name Massachusetts Republicans did more than write letters about abortion. In 1992, then-Governor Bill Weld delivered a strong pro-choice speech at the Republican convention in Houston. He tried to launch a floor fight but didn't have enough votes. Brown's challenger, Elizabeth Warren, has capitalized on this issue. All this week, she's been hammering Brown on abortion, contraception, and equal pay. I'm Sarah Birnbaum, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.